Hello and welcome to Adulting with Ebony, the podcast where each week I explore what it means to be a kick-ass and kind adult in our modern world. Expect strong language and viewpoints, as no topic is out of bounds here. My guests and I will navigate the complete spectrum from wildness to responsibility with compassion and curiosity rather than expectation. I'm Ebony Allard and I'm a misfit turned maven, an author, a coach and your host for Adulting with Ebony. Come on then, let's do this. Hi everyone and welcome to this week's episode. Today I'm joined by Leah Guzman, who is a professional artist and board certified art therapist. Her mission for creating art is for it to embody high energy and evoke peace and harmony into spaces. In her online services, she supports creatives to heal, construct and manifest their dream life. And she believes that life is your masterpiece. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, it's so lovely to have you here. Now, you actually came into my Misfit to Maven 360, the Accelerator community, and did a training. And I loved that training so much that I was like, we have to do a podcast because we can't contain this knowledge just to this small group. So I'm so excited for our conversation today. But before we dive into all of the stuff, what does adulting or being an adult mean for you?
Ah, that's a great question, adulting. So adulting for me is having to show up and follow through when the going gets tough. So just like you're like sticking it out, I'm putting together this whole soul series about listening to your soul. Mm. And, you know, part of the challenge is to, you know, it's never just like this one straight path. It's always this like labyrinth, this winding road, this journey that you're on. And there's always these obstacles that show up. And it's like, you have to get through it. You got to show up. You got to put on your big girl pants and and follow through.
Yeah, that's so true. And I love that so much. I kind of talk about it all the time in the context of oftentimes I see people wanting to remove obstacles and like they want life to be easy and they want to find a way to stop it from being difficult or stop the hard stuff from happening. And my way of kind of coming back against that, I suppose, is to say, you know what, that's impossible. That's like trying to change gravity. Instead, let's train to be a ninja so that no matter what obstacles or weird stuff like appears in your path, you're ready and resilient and can like fight or play and turn it into this dance like a ninja, rather than it being like, oh my God, I'm gonna die now. Like it's actually an experience, right, to engage with.
Yes, most definitely. It's like, it's definitely your mindset about it. It's about looking at what's the lesson here. And then how can I problem solve? How can I get through it? Because yeah, most of us just want to run and hide, avoid, put up the shield or put up the knives, you know, but it's about your relationship with it. It's like, how are you going to move through it? How can you do it with grace? And how can you learn from it? You know, find the gold and just come out on the other side, most definitely.
And so one of the things that you shared in the community that I adored so, so much was linking the chakras and like using them as a framework or as a structure or as a system almost to move through all of the things that life brings us, right? So whether it's creative ideas and following through on that, or whether it is an obstacle and following through on that. Do you want to explain a little bit more about how you use the chakra system to follow through?
Yes, most definitely. A lot of time when we look at the chakras, a lot of people start with the root and they move up the chakra system all the way up to the crown, and which is really interesting because that is one way that the energy flows. It does flow up, but with manifesting, it's about coming down. It's about being able to listen to your soul, listen to this higher self, listen to God in the universe, and you are given this gift. And it's like when you have this gift of what you want to like manifest or create in this world, that's that crown chakra. That's, you know, connecting with that source energy. And then just bringing it to that third eye, which is having that vision of like what it is that you want to put into the world. What is that you really see for your life? What is this journey that you're about ready to go on and embark on, right? And just seeing that big vision and then putting it down to that throat chakra, which is letting people know about it, of communicating that vision and making those connections and going to that heart of, you know, creating relationships with people and connecting on that heart space where you can start to see it to manifest. And then moving down to that solar. And I see this is where most people or most creatives that I work with, they get stuck. It's the bottom three. And the solar is all about your power, and it's your power with purpose. Like, right? Yeah, you have this vision, you have this mission, but it's like you have to be, you know, braver, and you got to take in all your power in order to get through those obstacles, whether it is putting your mission out into the world of like coming out and, you know, posting a post on Facebook or just making that phone call or, you know, connecting with certain individuals. And I feel that people like shrink away. There's like, they don't want to be seen or, you know, putting like a Facebook live, make you want to throw up, you know, those type of things. It was like, yes, that's good. If it makes you feel that way, that's probably something in there. You know, mm-hmm. There's something in there that we need to like dive a little deeper. And so it's with that power that you have to, you got to kind of excavate that gold of just figuring out, how can I do this? How can I get the right support and to shine your light, right? And then in doing it with joy. So that's going down to that sacral chakra, because a lot of times we go about life, you know, we're thinking about, you know, how are you manifesting this? Are you having fun? Are you putting this out into the world and having a good time with it? Because a lot of people, it's like, oh, this is too much work. Or this is, you know, looking at the relationship of how you're dealing with your time. You're like, oh, I don't have time for this, you know, to work on my vision. I don't have the money to do this. Well, looking at those relationships, because that's what stops people, is always thinking that, mostly it's those two, the time and money. They always think they don't have enough of something. But we are like incredibly abundant beings, and especially if we're going to co-create with the universe provides, you know. So it's just listening to your soul and following the signs, listening to your intuition, and definitely being open to it. And then going down to that root chakra, which is the base. And I feel like a lot of people have a difficulty with this one, because this is related to your body, this is related to your family connections, this is related to like nurturing yourself. It's like getting connected with the earth, and it's not like we're with a guidebook. We weren't born with these tools, and it's like we have to take care of ourselves. We have to do extreme self-care in order to be able to give to other people or to be able to manifest what it is that we want to manifest, this big vision. So it's really about like creating these game plans, creating a structure in your life that it's self-care is built in, that you are, you know, taking care of yourself and that you have like a really good game plan so that you can manifest and follow through with, you know, all those tools that you need, the tools in order to make it happen, bringing it down to this earth. So that's the framework.
Yeah. I love that. And what I love about it is that once you reach the bottom, then you come back up again, right? Like then, yes. You know, so it's like you work out, it's kind of like you go from the idea all the way into grounding it into reality. Mm-hmm. And then you go from the root all the way up to like putting it out into the universe and allowing it to have this life of its own and go beyond you and leave you and go and be like a whole other entity in the world.
Well, it's this moving energy. So it goes up and down. And it's interesting because where we're at on the path of what we want to manifest and what our vision is, because we're always wanting something. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times the healing work, a lot of times we do have a lot of baggage, emotional baggage, like based in the root, based with our family, based with our money issues, based with these relationships, our own relationship with self. And so that needs to be dealt with first before you can even manifest something. And that is that going up part as well of being able to liberate and release any kind of baggage so that the flow is there. Most definitely.
Yeah. I love it. I love it because I think very often creatives struggle with structure, and that this has like has enough structure in it. And at the same time is really fluid, right? And is just like you said, like full of movement and has something cyclical to it, can link us to the elements, takes us back into our body. You know, it's such a simple set of ideas. And at the same time, it's so brilliant.
Yes, it's been around for thousands of years, right? This knowledge is has been around forever, and it's just being able to tap into it and then put it into our everyday life. And it's so funny that a lot of the creatives I work with, they do, they fight with the structure. They like to be, I only want to create when I feel inspired. So, well, if you're only creating when you feel inspired, you're not going to get a lot of stuff done. It's like that inspiration, you got to feed that. That's something that needs to be nurtured within yourself. And it is baby steps. I mean, that's something that I love about my day and what I've created for, like, even my life, is that I work on my business, I work on my art, I work on my family, everything, just because it's baby steps. Like, everything can fit in a day. Just give a little love to everything. Give a little attention to it, what you want to grow, right?
And okay, so I know that one of the things that you talk quite a lot about is aligning your energy and following your soul's calling. So, and then, like, I think a lot of people aren't confident enough to do that. And they, like, how do you find the confidence or the self-belief maybe to just really follow your soul's calling? And is that through aligning your energy? Like, tell me more.
Okay. Well, I love, I don't know if you read the book Big Magic by Elizabeth Gilbert, but she puts it, there's a little part in there where she talks about, you know, you're going to get this phone call. It's from the universe, you know, it's like, it's from your soul. And it's like, are you going to answer the call? It's like, if you answer the call, you're going to be going on this journey, this wild ride. But if you don't answer the call, then you're going to be in the same place that you are till you die. And are you okay with that? Are you okay not going on the journey? Because nothing is going to change in your life. And you're going to look back at your life, whether you make it to 90, and you say, am I happy with that? Am I satisfied with doing what I've always done and nothing has changed? So it is, it's just about stepping into it and say, I'm going to do this because, you know, it's like, I want to play the game. I see it as a game. and I want to have fun with it. So, and just looking at it more of like something that you can, even the healing journey. I mean, as an art therapist, you know, the healing process, it doesn't have to be like this heavy, you know, just, oh, I gotta do that. It's like, let's make it fun. Let's make it light. Let's enjoy this, but explore. Because it is, there's going to be some dark areas, but we need to shine some light there.
I love that, because I think so many people have an impression of therapy in general as being something heavy. And I love the idea that it can also be, you know, for me, I'm all about exploration and this and curiosity over expectation. And actually, if we shift into expectation, then it really can be fun, right? Then it can be light. Then we can go into the dark corners or the places that we haven't been willing to look at with an attitude of playfulness.
Yes. Yeah. And that's what the thing about manifesting is, like, we all want something. We're always wanting to create. We all have desires, which is totally normal. But it's like, when we can't get what we want, we get frustrated. And then if we're looking just on the outside of why we can't have something, but if we start to look inside, it's like, wow, there's so much beauty here. And then if we start to go deeper and we start to see what has happened in our past, or what are these stories we're telling ourselves, or what are these beliefs? And then we start to have these ahas. I was like, oh, I've been doing this for so long, these habits or beliefs and these relationships that I've had. And they're really, they're shaping my life. And if I could just change that story, and if I could just have a different perspective and go about it in a different way, in a different light, the universe gives me signs and gives me like these rainbows. I see rainbows when I know I'm doing something right. Which is, it's very exciting to me. Cause like, you know, I get, you know, the numbers, I see numbers. So it's like, it's different for everybody of the gifts from the universe. But when you do the work and you start to see those aha, it feeds you.
I really love that. So I see numbers also. I have a set of particular numbers that I see when I'm on track, and then it just goes, you're on track. Like, it's, for me, they're breadcrumbs. It's like, oh yeah, great. And then I also, when I'm forgetting to have fun, I see squirrels. If I'm making everything hectic and difficult for myself, or like really being too serious, the good thing is, like, I have learned to go, okay, go for a walk, and then I'll go for a walk and squirrels will turn up. And the other day I was like, okay, I've got 10 minutes for a walk. I'm going to go to the little piece of park at the end of the road, and that's all. And I walked into the park, and it's so small, that park, and I walked from one end to the other, and it's got some woods, you know, like some trees. And I saw four squirrels, and it's like, wow. Oh yeah, funny.
And you kind of have this, when you start to notice your own signs, because they are all individual to us, like you'll have totems or, yeah, six signals or whatever. Like it's a conversation with the universe where the universe is kind of showing you things to like give you a reminder or course correct you or nudge you. And if you're paying attention, then you'll start to understand that language, right?
Yes. Yeah. That's really beautiful. And I think that the deeper that we connect with it, the more that like your intuition, you know, grows. And then you can start have, you know, you start to really see those visions and the insights of what is the next best step moving forward. Because I think a lot of creatives, that's when they get stuck. They're like, I'm overwhelmed, or I, you know, I don't know what the next best step is. And so mm-hmm. when you can, you know, just kind of chill out for a little bit, go for a walk. That's a beautiful idea. Just go be in nature and settle in. The answers, they're there. You just got to, you know, take some time out.
Yeah. And so I want to dive just a tiny little bit deeper into your kind of philosophy, I suppose, that life is your masterpiece. And it feels to me when I speak to you, it feels like a philosophy. It feels like a mission statement almost, right? Like something to come back to again and again. Does that feel true for you? Or am I making meaning where there is none?
No, there definitely is. I mean, that like slogan that I have, life is your masterpiece. It definitely feels that it is a philosophy, is that I see life as a journey, and it's a fun journey, and there's definitely, you know, lots of learning lessons and pit stops and and different ways to go. And and for me, I think I was especially when I started my business like 7 years ago, I felt like I was like running a lot. I was doing so many different things and putting my energy in a lot of different places, and then now I see it just as I don't have to run on this path. I mean, I can really just take it slow and, you know, smell the roses, enjoy this process, because it's going to be a long journey, and it's about how I go about it. What's my relationship with that? And I think that especially a lot of people who are, you know, that are wanting coaching or doing, you know, getting support, that's something that they need to learn, is just about how, you know, that relationship with this soul calling that you're going to be putting out to your, whether it's your business or whether it's, you know, creating your relationships in your life, just being in touch with yourself, and learning that, you know, everything that we create, I think, I mean, my children are like the best masterpieces that I ever created. Like, that's like my art, you know? Every part of my life, how, you know, how you live, how you create your dinner, how, you know, the relationships that you have with your friends, it's all art.
I love the idea of relationships as art.
Yeah. I mean, it's something that has to be nurtured. And I guess it's different, like how you go about your art. I mean, sometimes you can just plan out a piece and say, okay, this is how it's going to be. I wish I could do that, but my brain doesn't work that way, because sometimes I don't see the whole picture. I kind of have an idea. I know what elements, I know what feeling, but I might not see at the end. So that's the part, it's like, is the exploration that it's talking to me. It's like, as I create, things will come to me and say,
it's a co-creation, right? So yeah. It's not, especially if you believe, which you do, that it's a soul calling and that your ideas and your inspiration are coming from the universe and channeled through you, then it's then manifesting is a co-creation with the universe, which means that it's all about the relationship that you have with the universe. And when we have a relationship with another human being, that's also something that we are co-creating, right? We get to we get to have an idea of what we would like. We get to go into it with an intention, but we can't be both sides of the relationship. That's about creating the art of allowing and the art of conversing and the art of intimacy and like all of those things.
Yeah. And it gets really juicy, right? When you look at it like that.
Yeah.
I'm creating this. I'm like, yes, you are.
Can you be intentional? Can you enjoy it? Yeah.
Yeah. So everything, every little aspect of your life is a piece of art. And so just looking at the grand scheme of things, you know, your whole life, everything is intertwined, everything is related, making those connections. And, you know, it's not just at the end is the masterpiece, but the whole experience.
Yeah.
Really the journey.
Yeah, like yeah. The journey is the art. It's not like this perfect portrait, right? Or landscape, or you know, any either of those things. It's actually like the process of discerning like what you're going to put on it and how it's going to look and what tone to choose, like all of that. That's the beauty.
Yeah, I mean, I get sometimes I start paintings and I get lost in them, and I just put it aside for a while, and it's funny, I'll come back to it, and when I give it that space to just like sit and be, the answers come. And then I can like finish it, and it's just like, yes, like that's so satisfying to me.
Well, and that's just such a metaphor for the for a living anyway, right? It's just mm-hmm. such a perfect metaphor, and I love the way that art imitates life and life imitates art.
Yes, definitely.
If people want to come and find out more about your art, come see your art, come find out about the services and the different ways that they can interact with you, where's the best place for them to come and say hi?
Yes, most definitely. My website is the best place to find me at leahguzman.com. I have lots of juicy content in there, my blog posts, and then you can find my social contacts in there as well.
Fantastic. We'll put all the links in the show notes. That makes it really, really easy for people to click through. Will you give me an I'm an adult but?
Yes. I wrote it down here. It says, I am an adult, but I let my inner child come out and play a lot.
It's the a lot that makes it. I love that. What am I going with today? I am an adult, but I don't have it all figured out. Yeah, I don't. And it's a co-creation every single day. Like I have no idea most days who I'm going to be today.
That's perfect. That's where you need to be.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you. So happy that we had got to meet again.
Me too.
This has been Adulting with Ebony. I have been Ebony. You have been great. Thank you so much for all of your support. Please keep listening, liking, rating, sharing so that more people can come and enjoy and engage with us. Really, thank you. I'll see you next time.